Hey, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Tony Stark is Iron Man, but what is that man made of? Over the course of 3 Iron Man films, 4 Avengers films, a Captain America, a Spider-Man, and even a wee bitty cameo in Hulk, we got to see this character transform from self-serving arms dealer to sacrificial superhero, ever changing not only in suits of armor.
What is that, like Mark 15?
Something like that.
But also in the content of his character. From his earliest recognition that the clothes perhaps do make the man.
I am Iron Man.
To the moment when he had to defend who he is without the armor.
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We see Tony Stark grow in great power and great responsibility. Although at the beginning he may not have been a guy to lay down on the wire, by the end of the story he does exactly that, giving all he has to save the world for his family, his friends, and all humanity. While no one's asking you to go toe-to-toe with Thanos, as a follower of Jesus, we are instructed to be a people of character. While Stark had all of the ability in the world as a
genius billionaire playboy philanthropist,
well, yeah, he didn't have the character to properly use it. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 3 that if we desire to be leaders in the cause of Christ, we have to be, and I'll bullet point here, above reproach, faithful in our marriage, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his household well, not be a recent convert or he'll become puffed up with conceit and fall into a condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil. Now, the thing to notice here is that with the exception of being able to teach, none of these are really about ability. They're all about integrity, our character in Christ. Whether they know it or even want to admit it, people in the world need the church now more than ever to be like Jesus. And that doesn't start with what we can do, or what we have, or even how many shiny suits you might have on standby. It's a question of the heart. Just like Tony, we need our hearts replaced with something more powerful, the heart of Christ. May you love God and seek Him with everything you are. May it permeate your mind, your vision, and your character. For it's only when we have the heart of Jesus that we can truly be the hero this world needs. Well, that is all the time that we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and come on over and join the discussion at our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.